think the genesis of the idea came about when a few of us were working in Kaitaia West here on Bonnets Road. There were a lot of kids playing on the road, and one thing led to another, and we talked to them, asked them why, because we're all community orientated whānau. And one of them said, well, we got no park to go to, you know, this is where, otherwise we have to go up to JC Park, up to where our Te Ahu Centre is. And if, for those that aren't from up here, if you don't know, that's about 2 kilometres walk. And in order to get there, that's how far you've got to travel. But you've also, which is even worse, you have to cross 11 streets. So, you know, this was back in 2017, 2016, so it's taking us this long to get our act together, and working with the Whānau District Council to get a lease on this park to put something together for our young people to be able to come to that's closer to home. Of course, this is a, and I say it in a nice way, a low socioeconomic area. And so not everyone can go with their kids to go watch them play, especially during the week. And so, you know, we want the kids to spend some time doing what they want to do on their own or with their mates, but, you know, we want a safe environment for them. So that's how this all started.
Yeah, for me, we'll be to be proud to see this whenua develop so we can get our leg fields on. We also want to put on playgrounds for our little tamariki. Softball field as well, and we also want to do like a garden here for our rangatahi, so we can plant kumaras, potatoes, carrots, all sorts. So yeah, I'm quite enthusiastic about working here and trying to develop this for our taiohi. I reckon they'll enjoy it because there's a lot of different stuff they can do here. As you can see, a big open area. Just playing their different sports that they really would like to get into, like basketball, rugby, touch, because we've got a big area, but yeah.
Oh, I think one of the telltale signs is watching kids enjoy themselves when they're in this park, making sure that they've got opportunities to play multiple activities or sports, whatever, but having fun. If we can just do that for our young people, that they have an hour or 2 hours to take their minds off what may be happening at home that may not be so good, you know, or any, and help with that, with the stress levels, help to lower. If the park has done that and we can see happiness and joy in their faces, it's all been worth it. You know, we've just come through 2 years of COVID. There's a lot of mental well-being going to have to be put in place, I suggest, and that if we can help our young people especially get over that hurdle, get over thinking that there's not enough hope, we're on a good thing. We're on a win already. And that's probably the main thing is there. We've got to give our young people hope that they can succeed, that they can become something. And if it's a park that does it, then that's what's going to have to happen. That's what we're going to make happen.